Hello and welcome to an Angel Speak audio class. My name is Trudy Griswold, and I am the co-author of the book Angel Speak, How to Talk with Your Angels, along with my sister, Barbara Mark. This audio class, 7 Steps to Talking with Your Angels, will help you learn how to receive a message in writing from your spiritual support team of angels. I am delighted to bring you the 7 steps to learning how to receive a message in writing from your angels. It is easy, and everyone can learn to write their angels. Did you know that during your entire life, you have been surrounded by a multitude of angels? We all have angels that have been assigned to help us while we are here on earth. Angels that know us, love us, and have much to share with us. Angels love to teach us how to walk our spiritual path in life, and by learning how to communicate better with them, particularly in writing, can be truly life-changing. I know it certainly was for me. Once I learned how to ask my angels real and meaningful questions, and then actually receive their loving answers in writing, my life has never been quite the same since. Also, sometimes people think that learning how to receive a message from their angels means that this class must also be about religion. But actually, this class is devoted to teaching you about your spiritual mission. This class on spirituality is to help you understand your true reason for being here on earth by tapping into the information from our spiritual support team that is available to us on earth. And you do not have to change any part of your religious beliefs to learn how to work with your angels. Hang on to all your personal beliefs, for they are a foundation for your relationship with your God. We certainly do not put angels over God or idolize angels. This class will be teaching you about spirituality and what your true purpose and mission is this lifetime. You do not have to change one thing about your religious beliefs to open to your spiritual essence. I always start my class with a prayer. Therefore, I would like to invite God, the angels, and our divine messengers to be with us as we learn to receive those words of wisdom, love, and angelic messages in writing. To begin, please take a deep breath. Breathe in slowly to the count of 3. 1, 2, 3, hold. And exhale to the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Now let's breathe in slowly. 1, 2, 3, hold. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. You may use any prayer that works for you or is comfortable for you, but a prayer that we're going to use today is, Dear God and angels, please be with me and keep me safe as I write to you and your loving angels. Help me to receive your love, light, and goodness. Amen. Our class will be divided into 2 segments. The first segment will be, Who will we be speaking with when we say angels? As you receive messages in writing from your angels, you will know and understand who will be coming through in your writings. The second segment will be the 7 steps to speaking with your angels and will teach you how to receive a written message from your angels and your spiritual support team. Segment 1, Who you will be speaking with. To get started with our class and to learn who you will be speaking with when you start writing the angels, you will need a paper and pencil. Begin by drawing an upside-down capital T on the paper. In the center of the paper at the top, draw a vertical line about 3/4 down the page. On the left side of the page, at the 3/4 point, where the vertical line ends, draw a horizontal line across the page from left to right. Now you'll see an upside-down capital T. The horizontal line represents the Earth plane from the time we come to Earth at birth all the way until when we die and go home back to spirit. On the left side of the horizontal line, write the word birth. On the right side of the horizontal line, write the word death. The angels have taught us that we come from spirit into our body to learn while we are here on earth. From the moment we are born, we have many teachers in our lives. We have our mothers, fathers, family members, friends, and teachers. We are always learning. I refer to this earth learning as our horizontal learning. Actually, we came here to earth from spirit into a body so we could learn many life lessons and elevate our souls closer to God. Life is full of learning. There are an enormous group of teachers that are on the spiritual plane that we cannot see or touch, but are available to teach us as well. I refer to this type of learning as vertical learning. This vertical group of teachers and healers are always available to help us learn and grow while we are here on earth. This is the group that will come through when we start to receive messages in writing from the spiritual realm. At the top of the horizontal line, I would like you to write the word God. God is whomever your God is, and that supreme being is the one that watches over you while you are here on earth. God has many angels helping us while we are here. I want you to focus on the group of angels nearest the earth plane that God has asked to watch over us. Now, place your pencil at the center of the horizontal and vertical lines. About 1 inch up from the center point on the vertical line, draw a line to the left with the word spirits at the end of the line. Spirits are people who have died and made their transition back home. There are many souls that have lived on earth that are now in spirit, teaching us and helping us learn. When you begin writing your angels, possibly a deceased loved one, such as a parent, grandparent, a friend, someone you might have known on earth, possibly will come through. Also in spirit are master teachers, guides, possibly your religious teacher might write to you. There are many who wish to help you in every way possible while you are here on earth, whether or not you knew them on earth. 1 inch above the spirits line, draw another line to the left of the vertical line, and at the end of this line, write the word angels. There are three major categories of angels who are God's messengers. The first category is guardian angels, who were assigned to you personally and are always with you. Other angels may come and go as needed, but your guardian is 100% committed to you for your entire life. The second category is angels that were created by God to be His messengers to do His work and to help humankind. Angels are divine beings from God who watch over you and guide you and keep you safe. This group includes many levels of angels assigned to provide help, support, and comfort. Angels have never lived on earth. They are not and never have been human. Angels are unique beings and, after God, have the greatest view of the total purpose of earth, its inhabitants, and the universe. The third category are the archangels, who are God's emissaries to give to earth love and compassion. There are 7 archangels that God has created to help us on earth one being the Archangel Michael. There's also Gabriel. There is Raphael. There are many of them that help us with every aspect of our lives. They will increase your learning and will give you strength. Angels will not run your life. The key to receiving help from an angel is to ask for it and be specific. No angel will intrude on your free will. When you ask and you are specific in your request, that gives the angels permission to come into your life in any way that they can. As you can see, these two groups of angels closest to the earth plane have been assigned to us by God to help us while we are here on earth. There are legions or armies of angels to help us. There are more angels helping God than we could ever imagine, and you are cared for and loved no matter what is happening in your life. When you begin receiving a written message from the other side, whether they are in spirit or God's messengers, these groups are dedicated to helping you learn and grow while you are here on earth. Feel free to refer to these loving and supportive beings in your divine team collectively as angels with a small a. There are an infinite number of loving beings, whether they are angels, masters, spirit guides, or teachers. Most often, you will not have any idea as to the type of angel you are receiving. This is fine. It is not so important who you receive, but only that you are receiving and that it touches your truth. Once you have said your prayer and given them permission to come to you, you will learn from all of them. Segment 2, The 7 Steps to Speaking with Your Angels. Once I started writing my angels and asking them for more information about my spirituality, I realized what a great support they were to me. I would turn to them with questions such as, why am I here? Where do I step next on my path? What are my spiritual gifts? I realized that I would ask about anything in my life that I would like to have, do, or become. I also realized that I was receiving messages that I call automatic dictation from my angels. Their angelic information and knowledge of all types was being dictated to me when I was fully awake and conscious as if I were an angelic scribe, and I was so excited to be working and connecting with my angels in this very profound way. Soon my friends and family wanted to learn how to get a written message from their angels as well. My first thought was, uh-oh, I only know how to do this. I don't know how to teach getting messages. So once again, I turned to my angels for help, and they told me that everyone has the ability to talk with their angels directly. They also began dictating to me the way to teach their process and the 7 steps to receiving their messages in writing. To begin writing your angels, find a comfortable place to sit and be sure to have a pencil and paper, or go to your computer and receive their messages through typing their answers to your questions. I wrote, "Dearest angels, how does one learn to write to their angels?" And they wrote back, "Practice, practice, practice, just as you have learned everything else. Pray for guidance and insight. Remain open to the skill and allow it to come to you. Remember, all knowledge is already within you. All you need to do is to access it." When you are learning, you are doing nothing more than remembering what you already know. Skill comes from repetition, as in riding a bicycle. You can already know how to ride a bicycle in your brain, but the skill comes through the practice of it. Knowledge will come to you in many ways, through study, through dreams, through experience. All will be there for you when you manifest the desire. Take out a sheet of paper, and in the center of the paper, please draw a circle that is approximately the size of a 50-cent piece. In the center of the circle, write the words, "The Seven Steps." Then, around the circle, draw seven lines out from the edge of the circle, approximately 6 inches long. The circle will now look like the spokes of a wheel. And now, the seven steps. At the end of one of your spokes on the wheel, write down number one, pray. Ask to receive clearly and keep yourself out of it. Pray for the truth and for the gift of spiritual healing. On the next spoke, write down number two, and then write breathe. Sit and relax, breathe and become open. Do not meditate, but also do not activate. Just be of serene nature. And at the next spoke, write down the number three and write the word receive. We come to you as a whisper, soft and gentle. It will seem as your own thoughts, but we will stop and start. If you receive three words, write or type the three words you receive. There may be a pause before the next words, but they will come. Do not force it, us, or you. At the next spoke, write down number four, and then the word write. The words come just a second before you write them. You will receive. Do not worry about it making sense. You do not have to go into some spiritual state. Just write what you receive as you receive it. Sometimes you will receive thought sentences where you know what you are going to write in total, like a story you already knew or a phrase you frequently use. The harder you think, the less flow there will be. Their messages come to you in your knowing. Number five, and then write the word accept. What you write is what you write. We are guiding you, but it will feel as though you are making it up. It may always feel as though you are making it up. Acceptance is the most important part. Number six, follow your inner knowing. There will be an absence of ego involved. You will not have to think about it as you would while writing a paper. It just comes. You will find you don't remember what you wrote after you wrote it. It will always seem fresh. And number seven, write trust. What we tell you is the best information we have at the time you receive it. We do not want to run your life. This is a guidance to speed you along and to teach you skills you will need in your life's work. These are spiritual gifts. You do not have to do anything to receive them. More will be given as you progress. Now, let's say a prayer. For praying opens your free will and invites the angels to be with you. You can pray in any way you wish. Perhaps the guardian angel prayer that has been said by children all over the world would work for you. The prayer goes, "Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen." And now imagine there are many angels surrounding you and wanting to give you a message. Their messages come to you through your inner knowing, like a thought you are having. most people do not hear words being spoken. Take a deep breath and imagine the angels are speaking to you through your knowing. Begin writing. Now remember, your angels are speaking to you. So begin writing, "Dearest child, we love you and we," and then just continue writing whatever comes into your knowing. When you feel you are ready, you may begin to stop. But before you do, ask your angel for its name. Take a deep breath and listen for whatever name just pops into your knowing. Now, take a deep breath. Receiving a written message from your angels is so amazing. I remember my first communication from my angels was very simple and very beautiful. It was, "Thank you for coming to us today, for we have been wanting to speak with you. Do not worry, for it is now time for us to begin our work together." My first thought was, oh, I must have written this myself. I realize that it wasn't me. It was my angels, because a few days later, I didn't remember writing all of what I had written. When you write down their dictated messages, you don't have ownership of the message, and you ultimately don't remember what you wrote. Also, remember to keep this process simple. Your angels have been speaking with you your entire life, and this time you are simply writing down what comes to you in your knowing. Trust it is them. You will not hear their messages. There will be just thoughts going through your head or knowing. Here are several examples of typical first messages people receive from their angels. An angel message to Rosie. The angels write, "Dear one, the message will come. Relax. Do not force. Rest is important. The time has come. You will hear." And Ken's message from the angels is, "Dear child, don't be so impatient. Slow your mind to listen to us. We are here to listen, not to speak." And to Janice, the angel said, "Yes, dear one, we are here. We want you to know that we are always with you. We love you. Do not be afraid. We accept you." And finally, Ben received the message that went, "We are joyful that you are on your spiritual path and are focusing on the work. This work will transform your life and bring great joy and satisfaction as you guide and heal others. Your role is to be worked by being an example or model through your own experience. We are happy that you'll be communicating with us more regularly." Just remember, the more specific you are in your questions to your spiritual team, the more specific they can be in their answers. What permeates every message from the angels is love, support, and gratitude for the initial contact. The more you write with your angels, the more detailed their information becomes, and the easier it is to receive their messages. I suggest you write with your angels each day for initially 21 consecutive days to make this writing process easier and to develop this new habit of having your spiritual team in your life. At the end of your daily writings, you will be amazed at how quickly and easily their information flows to you and how you will have formed a true partnership with your spiritual support team. This is like anything else in life. The more you practice and do the writings, the easier it will become. Here is a final message from your angels sharing with you how to make your connection with them work by using the four fundamentals to work with your angels to receive their messages. Using the four fundamentals is very helpful when you are getting started. Ask us to be with you. Believe and trust you will receive a message. Let it happen and begin writing what you know to write. We will even say thank you when you connect, for we truly want this connection more than you do, dear children. I am sending all the best to you on your path towards even greater enlightenment, wisdom, love, and personal peace. For more information or a personal consultation, please feel free to contact me, Trudy Griswold, at angelspeak.com, and be sure to put an E at the end of Angelspeak. God bless each one of you.